This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When they arrive, ants seem to come by the hundreds, invading kitchens and other living areas we humans would prefer not to share with them. In recent weeks, incursions of ants have been proliferating locally, due in part to the heat which drives them to seek water. But Lloyd Draper, a Sonoma County master gardener from Cotati, says they are also more prevalent this time of year simply because there are more of them.
June to September, they're at their highest population. The male ant, he only lives a very short period, just time enough to breed, and then he dies, and the worker ants take over feeding the queen ant. But they're at the highest populations right now. And then it diminishes a little bit, and along about October, the population drops down. And then they become more active again in March and May.
But if you hope to keep them out of your living spaces, Draper says it's best to discourage the first ants you encounter.
When you see a stray ant moving through your kitchen, it's best to dispatch him because he's a scout and he's looking for territory and things to feed on. And wipe up the trail with soap and water or Windex. I like Windex. There's enough ammonia in it that it's almost instant. Because if you don't, if they find food source, they're going to bring the whole tribe in.
And what are they after? More than you might think.
It could be waste matter, meats, vegetables of various kinds. They get the fat out of soap residue also. A lot of your bar soap has a certain amount of fat in it or oils that they feed on. And they feed on other insects too.
To discourage an invasion, the master gardeners recommend finding where the ants are coming in and marking that place, then clean up the ants with a vacuum or soapy water to remove their trail. Then seal the entry point with tape, petroleum jelly, or ideally caulk. In garden areas, Draper adds, ants can also be controlled by using diatomaceous earth,
which is a fossilized residue that's mined, and it makes a good barrier against ants and other insects.
The most common ants we see in Northern California are small black ones, but Draper says they're not indigenous here.
Most of the ones we see here are Argentine ants, actually. They first showed up in Florida back in about 1890, and they've gradually migrated to California, and they've just about taken over pretty well.
Still, there are some other varieties that remain common in this area.
The ones out in you'll see mostly out in your yard, and where they build little mounds, are harvester ants. And they feed on the seeds from plants and flowers and things. And then we have carpenter ants, which will come into a house, and they can destroy, just like a termite, certain sections of your house. They bore in there, and they drag out chips of wood with their teeth, because they got mandibles. And they get up to a quarter of an inch or 3/8 of an inch in size. And it's easy to spot where they're working, because they leave these little piles of wood.
We have more information about common California ants and how to cope with them on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.